1. Cry uncontrollably. Let go of everything you've been holding in as this day approached, all the emotion you didn't want your husband to see you feeling. Glare at the people who laugh or smile, the ones who play cards or tell stories while they wait for their loved ones to go under the knife. Feel superior in your sorrow, knowing that your hardship is harder than theirs. If someone else starts crying, cry harder. Make it a contest. Cry until you think you can't anymore, and then push it further. Push it to the absurd. Cry so much that it activates the sympathetic nervous system of everyone within earshot. Cry until the whole hospital is crying with you. 2. Call the dog. Have one of the PetSmart employees take him out of doggy day camp and bring him into the bone booth so you can talk to him. Listen to him pant and sniff at the phone receiver. Ask him if he's been picking on the Puggles again and tell him he's not a big dog like he thinks he is. Tell him you know he's worried about Daddy, but everything is going to be all right. Hang up when you realize the PetSmart employee is still listening to you. Think about calling your sister and decide against it. She'll only want to know that everything's all right, and you can say it to the dog, but you can't say it to her, not when you don't know if it's true. 3. Draw. Start with a few concentric circles in the blank space of the I Want to Be a Doctor kids brochure that's mixed in with the glossy magazines. Draw a few more circles and let the sketch spiral out of control. Decide that what you're drawing is your husband's tumor and add horns and a tail to it. Wad it up and throw it in the trash on top of the box and a half of unused tissues. Start again. This time, draw butterflies. After the nurse comes in and wants to use your butterfly canvas to illustrate the exact location and relative size of your husband's tumor, throw that away too and go back to your Harlequin novel. 4. Eavesdrop. Listen to the nurses when they give updates to the other people in the waiting room. At first, always hope for good news. Wish for everyone to have a routine surgery, for everyone's loved one to be stable. Then as the day wears on, hope that you overhear bad news because statistically they can't all go well. The number of waiting families is dwindling. Soon you'll be the only one left. Hope to overhear bad news so that you don't have to hear it yourself. Then when someone does leave crying, a nurse's hand resting on their slumping spine, you'll feel a little spurt of victory and a lot of guilt, as if your selfish wish was the very thing that made the surgeon's hand slip. Then you'll look down at your own hands, with their dry skin and chipped nails, with the band of gold and the single solid diamond, and you'll remember that you're powerless, and all you can do is sit here just a little longer and wait.